Hello, my name is Catrice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Or you call and find a testing site near you.
What I'm trying to locate, ma'am, is I've been on the website at USA for the Mobile Alabama Civic Center drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
And I have applied for both myself and my wife, okay? And we both got confirmations, email confirmations, stating that we meet the criteria and all that stuff, okay?
Okay.
Well, then I went in to make the appointment. Okay, ma'am, I may be answering wrong, but my name and information came up, and it was approved, and I have an appointment at 2:45 tomorrow.
Okay.
I went back in to try to change my wife's appointment, which was tomorrow at 10:45, change it to 2:45 if I could, because we'll be riding together. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But the website, that patient portal that they've got set up will not allow me to change my wife's time.
Okay. We don't, like, what county are you?
We're in Baldwin County.
Okay. So what you're going to have to do is, like, basically call that county health department and explain it to them and let them know what's going on with your appointment with your wife and you. Because, see, here we don't control appointments. We only pre-register you for the appointments for the county that you live in. We have no knowing of when they're going to call you or schedule your appointment. So
in other words, if I didn't have an appointment already set up or a time already set up, you could set me up an appointment, right?
No, I can't. I can pre-register you again for an appointment.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, let me call the Baldwin County.
Yes, and explain to them that you got a confirmation and everything, and your wife also did the appointment thing the same date as you and everything, and you were trying to find out, like, is there any kind of way that they can work her in with you so y'all can come together.
You have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you so much, sir.